Kinwitz unscrewed a magnifying glass from his eye, routed out his parents from a dingy rear room, and abandoned the interior of Watches for outdoors. He went with Dan, and they sat on a bench in Washington Square. Dan had not changed much. He was stalwart and had a dignity that was inclined to relax into a grin. Kinwitz was more serious, more intense, more learned, philosophical, and socialistic. "I know about it now," said Dan finally. "I pumped it out of the eminent legal lights that turned over to me poor old Dad's collection of bonds and boodle. It amounts to $2 million, Ken, and I am told that he squeezed it out of the chaps that pay their pennies for loaves of bread at the little bakeries around the corner. You've studied economics, Ken, and you know all about monopolies and the masses, the octopuses, and the rights of laboring people. I never thought about those things before. Football and trying to be white to my fellow man were about the extent of my college curriculum. But since I came back and found out how Dad made his money, I've been thinking. I'd like awfully well to pay back those chaps who had to give too much money for bread. I know it would buck the line of my income for a good many yards, but I'd like to make it square with them. Is there any way it can be done, old ways and means?" Kinwitz's big black eyes glowed firely. His thin, intellectual face took on almost a sardonic cast. He caught Dan's arm with the grip of an old friend and a judge. "You can't do it," he said emphatically. "One of the chief punishments of men of ill-gotten wealth is that when you do repent, you find you have lost the power to make reparation or restitution. I admire your good intentions, Dan, but you can't do anything. Those people were robbed of their precious pennies. It's too late to remedy the evil. You can't pay them back." "Of course," said Dan, lighting his pipe, "we wouldn't hunt up every one of the duffers and hand them back the right change. There's an awful lot of them buying bread all the time. Funny taste they have. I never cared for bread especially, except for a toasted cracker with the Roquefort. But we might find a few of them and chuck some of Dad's cash back where it came from. I'd feel better if I could. It seems tough for people to be held up for a soggy thing like bread. One wouldn't mind standing a rise in broiled lobsters or deviled crabs. Get to work and think, Ken. I want to pay back all of the money I can."